Hello, well, you've joined in a conversation on COVID-19. I'm Sneha Mordani. Let's talk about a series of developments that have happened over the last few days. First of all, let's get you the good news. India's recovery rate has crossed the 31% mark, which means that one in every three cases in India, one in every three patients has recovered already. This is great news because this comes at a time when we are having a massive spike in cases. We're also reporting on a day when the country has seen the maximum increase of cases of over 4,200 cases. This increase has been reported in 24 hours, the highest ever. The government of India, however, continues to say that there is no community transmission. There are cluster outbreaks and there are outbreak states are reporting an exponential increase, but you can't call this community transmission, is what the government of India insists. Let's also get you some details about what India is doing next in terms of rapid testing. Remember the serological tests that were kept on hold? The ICMR was to conduct a study of 75 districts using serological test kits, but couldn't because of faulty China-made test kits. Well, that is going to be restarted now. Surveillance testing. What's going to happen is that Make in India ELISA test kits are going to be used. It's been developed in a month's time and it is going to help to study the presence of anti-SARS-CoV-2 antibodies in the Indian population and also help in vaccine development. The technology transfer has happened to Zydus Cadila in record time is what the Indian Council of Medical Research says. What you can expect in days to come is mass production of ELISA test kits. However, the government has not given a timeline for the same. The World Health Organization has also spoken about the fact that ELISA test kits are actually more reliable than serological test kits because ELISA tests are lab-based tests. This is something that the government of India is taking pride in. Also, let's talk about India's doubling rate that now stands at 10 days. The government is also time and again and through various channels talking about one big problem that is facing us today. That is of stigma. A lot of people are not approaching health authorities. They're not approaching hospitals. They're not doing the needful that they need to do if they are reporting symptoms of COVID-19. This is because of fear and because of stigma. This should not happen is what the government says. Delay in reporting your symptoms ensures that other people also get the infection. Also, it worsens your own condition is what the government says. So it's extremely important to not stigmatize the patient, the recovered patient, healthcare staff, doctors and nurses. This is the message loud and clear from the government. We have accessed the revised guidelines, the government norms on home isolation. Remember, a very, very important announcement from the government. Not all cases need hospitalization. The doctors and the healthcare authorities are now going to decide on who can be in home isolation. Even if you've approached the hospital, and if you're having mild symptoms, if you stop displaying clinical symptoms of the infection, then you are going to be sent home without an RT-PCR test being done. The government says that this decision has been taken not because of shortage of RT-PCR test kits, but because this is the strategy in other countries as well. 85% of the people, of the patients, display mild symptoms and they can recover at home with the proper guidelines from the government, with proper intervention, telemedication. All of this should now be used so that our healthcare system and manpower is not overburdened. As we continue to see a spike in cases, it's important to wait and watch what happens in the days to come as the government decides with the states as to what should be the way forward. Is there going to be an exit from the lockdown? Is there going to be a graded response? Is there going to be much more focus on the containment zones and not so much on the red, orange and green zones? What really is the plan? All of that remains to be seen. But what's important is that economic activity needs to be restored. There needs to be opening up of the economy. Life needs to move on, life needs to go on, is what the message is from the government. Until the time we see what the government decides for us, as always, continue to be safe, be cautious, continue to exercise utmost care vis-a-vis respiratory hygiene. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.